Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported, so as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. With schools back in session, teachers and students are learning how to adapt to a new classroom experience. But many former students are still feeling the effects of COVID-19 on the last school year. The pandemic sparked a recession, leaving 2020 graduates with an especially difficult road ahead. Research shows that 2008 graduates are still experiencing impacts of the Great Recession. So what can we expect this time? KALW reporters Christopher Agusa and Julia Linus Goodman have the story.
The year is 2008.
Twitter is just starting to become a thing.
Lady Gaga is about to drop her debut album.
And my middle school friends and I are about to go see the teen vampire movie Twilight.
Oh yeah, and there's this other thing happening.
The Dow tumbled more than 500 points.
The stock market is now down 21%.
Because we're now down 43%.
I had just graduated with a degree in film and landed my first real job producing videos for a big design firm. 6 months later, the Great Recession hit, and they let me go, along with a big chunk of my coworkers.
It turns out recessions tend to happen pretty regularly. There have been 12 in the past 100 years. And now it's happening again. This time around, Chris and I are graduating from KALW's radio school. It's my first recession since I joined the workforce.
But having already experienced one firsthand, I really feel for this class of 2020.
This recession is different from the last one. It's paired with a pandemic caused by a totally new virus. There's so much uncertainty about the future, and new graduates are understandably anxious.
I mean, I guess my biggest worry is whether I can find a full-time job as of now. I try not to stress out too much because then that will get me super anxious.
That's Diana Wu. She just graduated from UC Berkeley with a degree in architecture, and it's been really hard for her to find work.
All of our peers were like, oh wow, we're set, like post-graduation, we're gonna have jobs, like be like real adults, but then COVID hit, and then that's when things just like shut down immediately.
The really frustrating part is Diana picked architecture as her major in part because she thought it would help her find a job after graduating.
Originally, I wanted to go to fine arts, but at least in the Asian culture, fine arts is still seen as sort of like a taboo major since they're like, what are you gonna do with that degree? Like, will you get a job and all that stuff? So I tried to compromise with my parents and say, what if I do architecture, which is like the sort of midpoint between academia and art?
And it's not just about finding any employment. Diana is an immigrant, and if she doesn't find a job in her field of study, she'll be kicked out of the country.
Definitely my American friends, they have the freedom to do whatever they want. My international peers and I don't have that luxury to be like, oh, maybe I'll just do nothing for a bit, or I'll work at a cafe, or I'll go to Trader Joe's and work as a cashier, since that's illegal for us to do.
And so she's sending out resumes. Lots of resumes.
Which is surely familiar to the nearly 4 million new college graduates, and millions more who are entering the workforce right out of high school. But the impact of graduating during a recession doesn't end once you finally do find that job. The effects can linger throughout a person's entire career.
So there was a famous study that found that people who graduated in the recession of the early 1980s earned significantly less than their counterparts who graduated, you know, 3 or 4 years later.
That's Emily Bianchi, a professor at Emory University who studies workplace psychology and behavior.
So that study followed people over, you know, 10 or 15 years and showed significantly, you know, lower earnings.
It's an idea called career scarring. She says that if you're younger, like just coming out of college, a recession is likely to hit you harder and stick with you.
I mean, early career success is hugely predictive of later career success. So launching off on the right foot is incredibly important, and recessions really make that hard to do.
And there are impacts beyond earnings.
People who graduate in recessions tend to be much more cautious. They tend to be more risk averse. It's a mentality that stays with you.
None of this is great news for Diana. But she's certainly not the first to go through this. Plenty of older graduates had a similar experience.
And may even have some advice. We decided to test this hypothesis.
And play matchmaker.
By connecting them over video chat.
Hey.
Hello. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey.
Elizabeth Cohn Martin graduated from UC Berkeley with a major in architecture, just like Diana. But she graduated in 2009. 11 years earlier.
Recession round two, going strong. gonna like give myself a pat on the back in this moment. We should all be giving ourselves pats on the back.
Elizabeth similarly chose architecture because it felt like a balance between the humanities and hard science. And like Diana, she graduated to find most of her peers scrambling for work.
They were continuously going through application processes and just like slamming out resumes, slamming out work samples as much as they could.
Yeah, so what was it like sort of graduating into a recession?
I was absolutely stressed by the idea of finding work in general. You know, 2008 was obviously really, really rough. 2009, we were still feeling it. We didn't come back to a sense of normalcy, at least for a couple of years there.
But it wasn't all bad.
There's a little bit of a blessing. I had this amazing flexibility that some people might get anxious about in their schedule, in their time frame.
She turned to volunteer work and academic research, and she took time away from architecture to focus on working with a Pilates studio, which has become a lifelong passion.
When I got laid off in 2009, I remember thinking that if only I'd graduated a year earlier, things could have been very different. But at the same time, I look at my experiences, the person I am now, and I wonder, what would I be giving up if I'd taken that other path? Emily's research looks at exactly that.
When I looked across, you know, three different samples, huge, large samples of Americans, I found that the higher the unemployment rate was when you first began your career, the more satisfied you were with your current job.
It sounds counterintuitive. The same people who have lower earnings are also the happiest in their jobs. But there is a ton of research showing that the link between income and well-being is actually really weak.
Below, I think it was $75,000. Income does a pretty good job of predicting happiness. But after that point, it does a very poor job. You know, after kind of our central needs are met, that greater income does not predict greater happiness.
There are a bunch of factors besides your salary that impact how much you enjoy your work. I asked her if it basically comes down to money can't buy happiness.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly part of it, yeah. I mean, you know, I can imagine the graduates right now who are trying to find their first job are rolling their eyes, right? Because it's really rough at this moment. It's really hard.
Yeah. If you're graduating right now, there's a part of you that is like, okay, but I just need to make money right now.
Oh, right. Exactly. Like, forget my happiness. Are you going to buy me a house?
So, yes, you may not end up with a new house right away, but there can be benefits to graduating during a recession. For many people, it's a forced pause, one that could lead to more introspection and even an unexpected career path.
There's a lot of time to reflect versus just jumping on the next train because there aren't a lot of trains. And so you can do more of kind of the introspection of, wow, what do I really want to do? Like, what path do I want to take?
Another piece of Emily's research shows that during economic downturns, people tend to become more interdependent. They tend to pull together.
We see it happening now, and it's something Elizabeth experienced in 2009, too.
Like, one of the things that calmed me down and helped to assuage, you know, the anxiety was just, like, being in, like, pretty continual communication with the folks who I considered my mentors at the time.
Eventually, Elizabeth ended up teaching at a number of universities. So now in 2020, she's experiencing the same thing from the other side. She has mentees of her own.
We are really actively trying to find jobs, find positions for the people who don't have them right now. We see ourselves as being much stronger collectively together if we can help each other, if we can advocate for each other.
These silver linings may not be very comforting to new graduates like Diana, who've lost their internships and jobs, are moving back home, and are having to put their plans and dreams on hold. But Diana thinks that maybe there's something to be said for building resilience.
The more experience slash knowledge we have of hardships, I think, is valuable to have sort of maneuvering whatever challenges we find in the future. So at one point, I wish we didn't have to be in this position, but at the same time, I think there are valuable lessons to learn.
The most important piece of advice that I could give anyone is to understand that everything is always changing. And I'm sure it's tense with like the visa conversations in mind. But you know, what can you do in these moments to help you prepare for that? And I would just say, keep leveling up, keep going, get ready for the change, because it's already happening no matter what.
The recession, the pandemic, and U.S. immigration policy are all things that can feel out of our control.
But we don't have to face these challenges alone. We can all be a resource for each other as we learn how to adapt and ultimately move forward.
In Berkeley, I'm Julia Linus Goodman.
And I'm Christopher Agusa for Cross Currents.
Christopher and Julia graduated from our audio academy earlier this year. You can find out more about it at klw.org.